Proverbs 29 and verse number 18, we'll read here in just a second. But the last several weeks we've been talking about the unalienable rights, amen, that we talked about that are declared, if you will, for all of us that are Americans in our Constitution, Declaration of Independence, excuse me, in our Declaration of Independence, and been taking every week and talking about them just a little bit. And the first thing we talked about was, does anybody remember the first of the three?
Life.
Life. Amen. Life. And how life is a gift from God and how precious life is and how we are given, especially as humans, mankind, our life is something different and special than those of the animals, and that we were created, yes, as the animals were created, but we're created formed from the dust of the ground. Amen. And God breathed into us the breath of life and man became a living soul. And then last week we talked about the second, if you will, unalienable right, and that was?
Liberty.
Liberty. Amen. Liberty. And we talked about, and we said liberty means, does anybody remember kind of the definition we gave?
Living as we should, not as we want.
Right. Amen. The ability to live as God would have us to. Amen. Not as we would, if you will, want to a lot of times, because our want a lot of times describes our flesh. Amen. And instead doing what God would have us to do and the liberty that He has given to us. And thank the Lord for the liberty, for the freedom that we have in our country. Amen. To do the things God would have us to do. But thank the Lord ultimately for the liberty that He's given to us. And then the third unalienable right that we're going to talk about today, does anybody know what it is?
Pursuit of happiness.
Pursuit of happiness. Amen. Pursuit of happiness. And so today that's what we're going to talk about. There's a quote in your bulletin down at the bottom where the trivia question usually is that the Lord kind of brought to my attention, that kind of gave me, I guess you'd say, from that the title for the message this morning, if you will. And that quote is by one of those men that was instrumental in the writing that Declaration of Independence and putting down those three unalienable rights. And so he knew what was intended, if you will, being that he was one of the writers, one of the signers of that declaration. He knew what their intention was when he put this last one in there, okay? So it's interesting as you think about that. He knew what the intention was, and for him to take and to have a quote concerning this, it has a pretty good impact if you think about it. It says, the Constitution only gives people the right to do what? Pursue happiness. You have to what? Catch it yourself.
Right.
Amen. I never thought about that before. I never thought about it before. And so you think about today that, you know, it doesn't give you the right to have it, but to pursue it. Amen. Pursue it. It's something that you have to catch it for yourself, he said. And you think about that, that's pretty interesting. And from that, the Lord gave me the question or the title for the message this morning is, well, how do you catch it? Amen. How do you catch it? In other words, if the pursuit of happiness is not something that you just have by being born in America, it's not something that you have by becoming a U.S. citizen, amen, or being illegal, but anyway, and living here, but it's not by that, then it's something you have to catch. One of the founders, one of the fathers that wrote this down said, then the question I asked this morning is, how do you catch it? If it's something that must be caught, if it's a pursuit, how do you pursue it? How do you catch it? How do you get a hold of it, if you will? I believe we can see that this morning as we look through the Word of God. Proverbs 29 and verse number 18, a familiar verse of Scripture. The Bible says, where there is no vision, the people perish. And that's a strong statement, amen, but such a true statement. Where there is no vision, the people perish. And you could take this and apply it to just, if you will, a secular standpoint, amen. If you are at a job working and you don't have no vision of what your goal is, what you're trying to accomplish, if you will, then guess what? It's going to perish. You're not going to accomplish it. You got to have a goal, right? You got to have a vision. You got to have a clear direction of where you are going and how you're going to get there. Amen? And what you're going to do. And you think about here, he said, where there is no vision, the people perish. The same is true spiritually. As a church, we need to have a vision. We need to have a goal. Amen? And know what we're trying to see take place. Amen? What is the vision? Where there is no vision, the people perish. But then he goes into attaches something on here, but, amen, the buts in the Bible are important, amen, but he that keepeth the law, he says, what? Happy is he, amen, happy is he. And when you see both of these in one verse, that shows to me there's a connection between having a vision and having no vision and the people perishing and keeping the law. Because that person that keeps the law, what are they? They're happy. And I believe the person that keeps the law, not only are they happy, but what do they have? They've got a vision. In other words, they know what to do. Amen. They've got a game plan. They got a direction they're going in, and that person will be a happy person. Amen. I don't know about you, but there's nothing better than to take and to have a goal. Amen. To have a direction, and then to arrive at that destination and get there and to feel like we accomplished something. Amen. We got what we were trying to go after. We're here. We arrived. We accomplished that goal. You think about the same thing's true when you raise kids. Amen. And they turn out good. You say, well, thank the Lord, we accomplished the vision. Amen. We accomplished the goal. You think about today. One day when you and I get to heaven, amen, we know the Lord Jesus Christ is our Savior. If we serve Him faithfully while here on this earth, when we get to heaven one day, we say that we want to hear Him say, what? Well done, thou good and faithful servant. What a day that'll be, as the song says, amen, for us. And if we hear Him say those words to us, and then we've accomplished that vision, amen, all along of pleasing Him, bringing honor and glory to Him, and Him being pleased with what we've done. So you think about simply this morning, where there's no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, the Bible said, happy is he. You think about today, where there is no vision, the people of God perish, and so do men that have no direction or goal in their lives. But the one that keeps the law, he's happy. To catch happiness, I believe this morning, as Benjamin Franklin said, that we only had the right to the pursuit of it. To really catch it, I believe biblically this morning, we need to obey the things that are written in God's Word. Because Proverbs 29:18 said, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. So if you want to catch happiness this morning, simply this message could be summed up in this: obey God's Word. Amen. Happiness is knowing the Lord and obeying Him. Amen. Happiness is doing what the Bible says to do. Following God's Word. Keeping the law. Keeping the things that God's Word tells us to do this morning. You think about, how do you catch happiness this morning? I believe you need to follow God's Word. But there's three simple points this morning that want to bring out underneath this idea of keeping the law of happiness, if you will, is a person that knows the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. The first thing is, if you're going to catch happiness, you've got to be saved. Amen? If you're going to catch happiness, you've got to be saved. It all starts with salvation this morning. Amen? If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior this morning, you're never going to really, truly catch biblical happiness. Now, when I'm preaching this morning, we're talking about happiness. I'm not talking about happiness in the sense of the way the world defines happy. Amen? Because you think about and you look at the way the Bible describes happiness, it's a whole lot different. The word happy that's used here in this verse and in many places in the Bible, even if you look at the Greek one in the New Testament, it's similar to the Hebrew in the Old Testament when it's used. And it all has this idea of one that is blessed. Amen? One that is blessed. Keep that word in mind as we go throughout the message this morning. The fact of that word happy means blessed. The person that keeps the law, that's a blessed person. Amen. That's a person that will be blessed by God. That's a person that will be a happy person. And may I say today that the only way a person can truly have this type of happiness is first off by being saved, by knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. Psalms 144 is one of many verses of Scripture that tell us this truth. Psalms 144 and verse Number 15, Psalms 144, 15. The Bible says this morning, happy is that people that is in such a case. Notice the last phrase, yea, happy is that people whose God is what? The Lord. Amen. There's some verses in the Bible that we know about that talks about the nations that don't forget God. The nation that follows God, they'll be blessed. Amen. The Lord will bless them. But the one that forgets God, boy, it won't be good. You think about today simply that if we're going to catch happiness, amen, if we're going to, if you will, pursue after happiness, it starts with number one, being on the right road, and that's knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. That's where it all begins, if you will. The road to pursuing happiness begins on the road of salvation. It begins on the road that's called salvation, if you will. I can kind of picture it. If you want to pursue after happiness, you want to catch it, you got to go down the right road. And that's the road of salvation this morning. You think about salvation. This verse, again, it said here in verse 15, it said, in 144:15 at the end, it said, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Amen. You've got to have the Lord God as your Lord, as your Savior. Amen. If you're going to take and have true happiness in your life. Psalms 146, read a couple of verses here. It says, praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God. Notice that. Will I have any being. As long as I'm alive, he says, I'm going to praise God. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is, and I mark these next two words, no help. Amen. There's no help in man. There's no help in a person of this earth. Neither is there happiness in pursuing after. Really, biblical happiness is not found in making somebody on this earth, if you will, happy and doing the things that they say, but it's found in obeying and keeping the law. Like Proverbs 29:18 says, he that keepeth the law, happy is he. The one that obeys the things that's in God's Word is the one that's truly happy. Verse 4, his breath goeth forth, he returneth to the earth, and that very day his thoughts perish. Talking about how short our life is. Verse 5, though, happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord, what? His God. Amen. In other words, the person that is saved, amen, the person that knows the God of Jacob, the true and the living God, the God of heaven, the one that knows him, that has him for his help and him for his hope, guess what? That person is a happy person. Amen. But yet down in verse number 9, interesting verse, it says, the Lord preserveth the strangers, he relieveth the fatherless and widow, but, here's that again, the word but, the way of the wicked, what does God do? He turneth upside down. That sounds like to me a person that's not going to have much happiness. Amen. If God turns your world upside down, I'm here to tell you, you ain't going to have much happiness. Amen. I don't know about you today, but I look out at some of the people that, especially some of these people that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, some of these wicked, if you will, and their world has done what? Turned upside down. They don't have no direction. They don't have no goal. They don't know. They do not have a clue of what the key is to finding happiness, amen, joy in their hearts, because they don't realize happiness is the Lord. Happiness isn't a job. Happiness isn't a paycheck. Amen. Happiness isn't a raise at work. Happiness ain't a bonus. Amen. It might make you feel good, but that's not what happiness is. Amen. Happiness might be retiring with $1 billion in your bank account. Amen. But that's not happiness. Happiness is the Lord. Amen. You think about simply today, happiness is knowing Him, having Him in your heart, like that song says, as your Savior. You think about today, the wicked, however, their turn, the Lord says, He turneth them upside down. You think about simply today, I'm glad to know that He's my help. He's my hope. Amen. My Lord God is. And that's why I have happiness. Amen. Because He's the one I'm hoping in. I'm not hoping in the White House. I'm not hoping in the president down at Bilo or whatever or wherever you work at. I'm not hoping in a spouse. I'm not. My hope's not in a family member. Amen. My hope's in the Lord. Amen. You think about, that's where our hope is. He's the one that can help us. Amen. He's the one that can help us. I think about, and I pray that the Lord helps. You know, sometimes these prayer requests we have, they're really serious. And sometimes the doctors have done all they can do, like Brother Murphy's situation that we're praying about. But you know what? We know where our help is. Amen. We know where our help and we know where our hope is. And Brother Murphy knows that. And you think about it, it's only from the Lord. Amen. He may use somebody to give some help, but it's ultimately it's all from the Lord. Amen. You think about this morning. How do you have it? It's from the Lord. Salvation is where the road begins to catching or pursuing after happiness. You've got to be saved. You've got to know the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, boy, I want to catch happiness in my life. Then it all starts with knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. That's not to say once you get saved that you'll never have a problem in your life. Amen. Somebody say amen there. That's not to say after you get saved that you won't have discouraging things happen. Every day we do. It's not to say that times there won't be hard things that you have. But despite all that, you can still have happiness. Why? Because you know who your hope is. You know who your help is. That your hope and your help is in the God of Jacob. Amen. In the God of heaven. The God that says, I am that I am. Amen. The one that can supply your every need. The one that's the great physician and the great healer this morning and can help with whatever it is this morning. Today, He's the hope and He's the help of all the lost and the wicked in this world today. He's all of our hope, all of our help today. If you want true happiness, you must turn to the Lord for salvation. He alone can save and give biblical happiness. He is the only one. He that keepeth the law, happy is he. Amen. I think before you can ever really think about even trying to keep the things that's in this Word, the first thing you got to do is apply what the Bible says about the gospel message. Amen. Become Him, allow Him to become your Savior. Amen. Ask Him to come into your heart, forgive you of those sins. So you think about today, first off, if you're going to catch happiness, the first thing where the road begins is knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Salvation. But the second thing, Proverbs 29:18, our verse we had for our text this morning said, where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Why do I point that out again? Because that brings us to the second point. Not only do you have to be saved if you're going to catch true happiness from the Bible, but the second thing is you got to be separated. Because the Bible said, he that what? Keepeth the law. That keeps the things that's contained in the words of God. That person will be happy. You think about simply today, that means you've got to be separated. You think about today, there's a separation, at least to an extent, of those that keep the law in our country and those that don't, right?
Yes.
We hope. Sometimes it needs to be more of a separation, but we're not going to get into the political side of things. You say, what do you mean? For those of us that keep the law, where are we at? Out in the public, society. For those that have not kept the law, where are they sitting at this morning?
Hopefully in jail.
In jail, hopefully, right? Handcuffs, right? Oh, yeah, there we go. We ain't getting all that. But you think about simply the fact they're there. Those that keep the law, those that don't, hopefully, for the most part, will say there's a separation. Amen? You think at least there ought to be. But you think about those that are separated. And those that are separated are those that are happy. Amen? You think about keepeth the law, happy is he. Amen. You think about this morning, separation is the second thing on the road of catching or pursuing after happiness, is you've got to be a separated, live a separated life. To be happy, simply, we must obey God's Word. Amen. We must do what God's Word says. We must seek to keep it every day in every way. This involves doing some things and not doing some things. Amen. God's Word, when we talk about separation, everybody thinks, oh, he's going to preach against not doing, not doing, not doing, don't do, don't go, don't. And that's only half of the story. Amen. The other half of the story is do, 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 do. Amen. There's some things we got to do. Amen. It's both. You think about this morning, simply seeking to live a holy, sanctified, separate, set-apart life according to God's Word is found on the road to happiness. Amen. If you're going to catch happiness and catch that, then we've got to take today and live a life that is pleasing to God, that it seeks to obey the things that His Word says. If you take as a child of God and you don't keep God's law, and you're His child, what's going to happen? Somebody tell me.
Chastisement.
Correction. You say, how do you know that? Somebody answer that question.
Because he loves us.
Because he loves us. And the Bible tells us If you're one of His children, what's going to happen, right? We've been talking about it at Sunday school. He will punish you because He loves you. You think about simply this morning, I don't know about you, but like exactly what we said this morning even. None of us gets up from a spanking and says, "Woo! Hit me again one more time. Give me another lick. Boy, Lord, I'm enjoying this correction. Oh, I can't play my video games for a week. Why don't we just make it two? I'm enjoying this so much." Dad had, I've told y'all this before, he had the bright idea to take and make me right 9 million times. And never one time did I look at him and say, "Dad, only 1,000 times that Bible verse? Why not make it two?" If I'd have done that, maybe he'd say, "We need to find a different way to punish him. This ain't working." I should have thought, close your ears. I should have thought of that. But anyway, but I'm simply saying, simply this morning, the fact separation, if you're not separated, you don't keep the law, you ain't going to be happy. Amen? But if you take and obey, you take and do what's right and do the things that God wants you to do and don't do the things God says don't do, guess what? You're going to be a whole lot happier. Amen? Things are going to be a whole lot better off. You think about, we need to live a separated, holy life this morning. You say, what can help with that? Well, there's one verse of Scripture, and it's a familiar verse, but in John 17:17, the Bible says this. Jesus said, "Sanctify them," talking about His children, those that knew the Lord, "sanctify them through Thy truth. Thy word is truth." Amen. In other words, by getting into God's Word, knowing God's Word, applying God's Word, that is the truth. What will sanctify us? What will set us apart? Being in this book. Amen. "Sanctify them through Thy truth." Through the Word of God, that is the truth, we'll be sanctified. Amen. We will be set apart. That is what originally, I believe, set apart our country from all the other countries of the world. You say, "What do you mean, Pastor?" Because we had the biblical principles and the truths of God's Word at our foundation. Amen. And because of that, that has set us apart, amen, from all the other nations in the world. Yes, there's American ingenuity. I'm not disputing that. Amen. Yes, America has been blessed with some smart thinking people. But that's not what really has caused America to be blessed like it has down through the years. What has really caused it? God's the one blessing America. Amen. God's the one that has blessed America. And if we, as we say, bless God, then what will God do? He will bless America. Amen. You think about, we keep His law today and we can take and go, we'll be on that road to the pursuit of happiness. Amen. You think about, if we obey and do the things that His Word says, it is through obeying God's Word and the help of His Holy Spirit to do that, that from within we can find, or the word we're using this morning, catch happiness in Him. Amen. That we can find or catch that happiness. How do you catch it? First off, you got to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Second, you got to live a separated life from this world. But not only from this world, but separated to the things of God. Amen. You think about, again, there's a list of not do's, but there's a thing of do's that the Bible tells us. Sanctification is not just setting apart from things, it's setting apart to things. To the Word of God and to the things that it says that we ought to do. I think about, it kind of gets down to where the rubber meets the road here, but the first thing we ought to be separated to is reading the Bible. Amen. That's where it starts. Sanctify them through Thy truth. Thy Word is truth. If you're going to live a sanctified, a separated life, it all starts with being in this book. That's where it starts, and if you don't get start there, that's where your pursuit to happiness ends. Amen. How can you keep it if you don't know what it is? Amen. I think about this oftentimes at work, and sometimes in your workplaces too, probably down through the years. If you do not know what the rule is, if you do not know what the procedure is, guess what's going to happen? You're going to mess up. I think about long years ago when I first started being what they used to call a pick at Bilo, a person in charge, an hourly person that they let close the store a couple nights a week so a manager could be off, basically. And when I first started doing that years ago, it was right before Christmas time, Brother Brent. And I had this lady come through. I wasn't running the register, but I had somebody call me over to the register. Now, our registers aren't like this anymore. But I had a lady call me over to a cashier call me over there. There was this lady there, and she had a bunch of gift cards. Christmas time, right? She had a bunch of gift cards she was buying. And she was trying to pay with a check. It would not go through. It was wanting a override. So I went over there. I looked at it. I looked at her check. I wrote down the driver's license. I wrote down the phone number like we're supposed to do. All the information, all that stuff, I wrote on the check. I took the check. I put it in the thing. I overwrote it. Boom, bang, went through the system. Right? And off she went. The next day, I think it was, if not the next day, it was the next day. When I come into work, I got called to the office. And Mr. Price looked at me and he said, Gerald, did you sell all these gift cards the other night? Did you override this? I said, yes, sir. Yeah, I did. I said, they called me over there, wouldn't override, wrote down all the information on the check. I run it through. Bang, no problem. It was over $500. I said, yeah. I said, I did it. He said, no. He said, you're not supposed to do that. Why did you do that? I said, why not? He said, well, he said, you're not allowed to purchase gift cards with a check. He said, it's got to be cash or it's got to be with the debit card. He said, it cannot be with the check. I said, why not? He said, because he said, this check, we just got a call. He said, it come back bad. There's no money. I said, well, nobody ever told me that. He said, you didn't know this? I said, no. I said, sounds like y'all should have told me. I said, nobody ever trained me. He said, don't ever do this again. I said, I won't now that I know. I said, nobody ever told me not to take a check for gift cards. I said, and he started to fuss at me. I said, wait a second. I said, how can you fuss at me? And I love Mr. Price, so don't take that wrong. But I said, how can you fuss at me and hold me accountable when nobody's ever told me that before? I said, that $500, it ain't on me. I said, it's on y'all because nobody told me. I said, I guarantee you one thing, it'll never happen again. I said, but nobody told me. How could I, what else could I do, right? I didn't know. Nobody had ever told me. So what did I do? I did what I had been trained to do, write down the driver's license, write down the phone number, send it on through. Amen. But Lord knows, we got taken. I'm simply saying today that if you don't know the law, if you don't know the rule, then you can't keep it. The same thing's true when it comes to the spiritual side of things. Amen. If we're not in God's Word, and we don't know what God's Word says to do or not do, then guess what? How can we keep it? But the difference is we can't take one day when we get to heaven and God says, well, why didn't you do this? Or I told, or and God says, well, I don't see your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. You're going to hell. I didn't know nothing about it, God. God says, whoa, wait a minute. You remember that thing called the Holy Bible? You remember those tracts that Brother Brent, this guy left on your door and you threw in the trash can? You remember that time when somebody come by and asked you, did you know the Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior? Mama, Daddy, Aunt, Uncle, Great Aunt, whatever. And you said, no, I ain't got no time for that. It's on you. I'm simply saying today that you think about if you don't know, you don't know. But when it comes to the fact of God's Word, guess what? It's right here. Ain't it amazing that God's Word is the most printed, published book of all time? All time? I'm not saying everybody in the world knows everything that's in this book. I'm not saying that. I don't know everything in this book. But it's right here for especially us as Americans. Let me say that. It's right here. It's all around us. If you just take the time to look at it. Amen? You think about it, I'm simply saying today that we have, it all starts with reading the Bible. If we're going to take today and we're going to be a people that want to catch happiness, that want to have happiness in our hearts and lives, it comes from being separated and obeying and to the things that God's Word tells us to obey. And that number one comes from reading the Bible, knowing what it says. 2 Timothy chapter number 2. 2 Timothy chapter number 2, a good familiar verse of Scripture, verse number 14. 2 Timothy 2, And verse number 14, it says, "Of these things put them in remembrance." That's what I'm doing this morning. "Charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of hearers." Notice verse 15, "Study." I'm telling you, church, reminding you, you need to study God's Word. "To show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Amen. "But shun," and it goes into profane vain babblings, "for they will increase unto more ungodliness." I'm simply saying today this, that if we want to live a separated life, it starts with reading and being in God's Word. Amen. That's where the road starts. Amen. With salvation and then living a separated life by being in God's Word, seeing the things it says to do and the things it says not to do.